Welcome to Media in Minutes. This is your host, Angela Toole. This podcast features in-depth interviews with those who report on the world around us. They share everything from their favorite stories to what happened behind the lens and give us a glimpse into their world. From our studio here at Communications Redefined, this is Media in Minutes. Today, we are talking with freelance travel writer Jory Ayers. Jory is a Georgia native and a graduate of the University of Tampa. She started her journalism career at Grit Daily News before settling in Orlando, Florida, and most recently working for Matador Network. As a journalist, Jory goes beyond mere storytelling, infusing her pieces with personal perspectives and ensuring authenticity and connection with her audience. She aims to inspire global connections through truth, honesty, humor, and boundless creativity in every word she shares with the world. Welcome, Jory.
Hello.
I am looking forward to talking with you today.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So in preparing for our conversation, I saw that you went to the University of Tampa and earned a BA in journalism. I'd love to know when you decided you wanted to be a journalist.
Yes. So it was really a spare the moment type thing because I was always into dance. I love dance. That's all I did growing up. I was in everything, dance, ballet, tap, jazz. So that was really what I originally wanted to do, you know, just be a professional dancer.
Okay.
And the older that I got, I was like, you know, I just kind of want to do more. Like, I want to make an impact. I want to do something different. So it wasn't until my freshman year of high school where we got to pick like our extracurricular classes that we could have during the day.
Right.
There was a journalism course that they were having. I was like, I've always like heard about it, you know, and because my sister, she's older than me and she will always talk about it, you know, when she was in school. And I was like, okay, you know, like I kind of want to try it, you know. So I was like, let me just go ahead and give it a shot, and changed my life. It was honestly something that I didn't think I was going to be interested in at all, but it really took just like a wide turn with photography, and we worked on the yearbook and I got to do more writing, and it was just so different that I didn't think that I was going to like, because I always had my focus on dance. That's what I always thought that I was going to do and be a professional dancer. And so it was just kind of something that I was like, hey, let me try and let me see if I'm going to like this. And I ended up loving it. I did it for all 4 years of high school. I got to work on the yearbook. I got to do photography. I got to do little inserts in the yearbook and stuff. And I honestly just fell in love with it. And I'm very thankful for my teacher who I had, Mr. Zimmerman. He was great. Like he honestly really fast tracked and kind of gave me that confidence, because when I very first went into it, I was like, no, I was like, I'm not confident about this. I don't think I'm going to be good at this. And he was like, no, you got to keep going at it to be, you know, cause I was looking up to all the seniors who were just great. And I was like, I don't think I can do this. And honestly, we'll give Mr. Zimmer his credit where it's due, cause he honestly put that confidence in me. So
that's awesome. And so it sounds like you had some interesting internships in college and first journalism jobs. Please tell us more about those.
Yes. So my internship at the University of Tampa was at the Tampa Bay Parenting Magazine. It was honestly such a good experience, and everybody who I worked with were so nice and so welcoming and just very, very helpful. I was very nervous at the beginning because, of course, this was something new for me. I was, you know, this was the start. Like, it was my senior year in college, and I was like, okay, you know, I want to fast track myself to put myself in a better position for a job. And I was just so nervous about it, because I was like, will everybody be mean to me? Like, will it be awkward? Like, you know, like I didn't really know what to expect. And so everybody was so nice and so welcoming and helped me, really helped me with just trying to get better at writing and think what to do, what to look out for. So it was a really good experience, because I know, like, I've always just hear like horror stories on most internships. So I'm very thankful that working with them really helped me excel and like really figure out the journalism career, how and where I wanted to go. So it was cool. I really enjoyed it. I was a little bit sad that like I had to leave, because in that span, of a couple of months, like I've built relationships with them, and I'm very thankful that they allowed me on their team to be an intern and to show me the ropes. So I'm forever grateful for them. As far as my first job that I had outside of school was at Grit Daily News, and it was honestly, it was because I the when I graduated was around the time when like the pandemic was kind of, showing up, and it really hadn't hit yet. And then boom, right when I graduated, the pandemic hit, everything shut
What
down.
timing?
And I was like, oh no, what am I gonna do? I didn't want to come back home. I was like, I was so ready to jump start my career, because with the internship, I was like, okay, I'm ready. Like, let's do this thing. And then the pandemic hit, and I had to come home, and I was just like so distraught, as everyone was. I didn't know what was gonna happen. I was just like, okay, well, I just got my career started. Essentially, I got my degree, and now here's a stopping point. And then, I, like everyone else, I was just searching for jobs. Of course, I had to, put my pride aside and was like, okay, I have to come home. I have to do just like a regular retail job to, keep myself going. So, was just putting in a bunch of applications, and finally Grit Daily News re reached out. And it was honestly like, I was honestly shell shocked, because I really didn't expect anything. Because with the way that everyone was talking about the pandemic, like the world was essentially over. So
Oh, those days.
I was like, oh no, okay, well, I guess like, I just have to kind of take it day by day. And I did. And I'm very thankful and grateful that I got that. Essentially, I would say maybe a couple of months after I graduated. And I just started putting out work there, and that was when like it all hit me, and I was like, okay, I'm really doing this. And of course, I had my ups and downs, because I wasn't used to the journalism lifestyle, putting out work constantly, multitasking, doing everything. So it was very shocking, and I was like, okay, I had moments where I was like, did I choose the right major? Like, is this
It's not a slow-paced, easy job.
Yes,
That's
it
for
was
sure.
very fast paced, go, go, go. And I'm very close with my mom, so I would go to her and be like, Mom, I don't know what I did. Like, what did I do? But it ended up turning out good. Like, I will admit, at first, it was very hard. Always taking constructive criticism, it really took a toll on me, to the point where I was like, am I a good writer? Should I continue doing this? Because I feel like everything that I put out, there was something always being said on like not just like helping me. And at first, I wasn't taking that as like they were helping me. I was taking that as, oh my gosh, like this is just too much for me. Like, I'm doing this. And that's one thing that I had to learn. And I'm very glad that I had this opportunity to do this, because it has made me my thinking on it way differently than what I used to think on like, this is horrible, I'm doing horrible, whatever. And now I'm like, no, I'm doing great. It's just that there are things that maybe I should change, and maybe I should add. And there's nothing wrong with that, because
We all can grow and learn no matter how old we are, how far
yes.
along in our career we are.
Yes. And I just started doing that, and it was something that I really had to realize, like, hey, it's okay. And I'm so glad that I did, because it can be hard, especially jumping into something like, boom, here you go, you have the job. So I'm very glad that like got to experience it, because it was a life lesson, honestly. I tell everyone that it really truly is a life lesson, having your first, gig right outside of college. You think you're prepared for it essentially, but then once you're there, it's kind of like, whoa, what's going on?
Right. That's an important story for any new journalist to hear. So hopefully there's a lot of those listening. What type of stories are your favorite to write?
Ooh, that's a tricky question. I feel like I'm still trying to get my feet wet with everything. I really love writing feature stories, just because if I can put my personal aspect on them more, is like, okay, well, you can do this, but it's okay to do this if you don't want to do this kind of thing or anything. I really like those. I love the our quick hit pieces that are just like, hey, here's the most expensive this and that. 'Cause I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that was that expensive. And so I
Right, you're
something.
learning a
So
lot.
yeah, so it's pretty cool to see, because everything that I'm writing, especially the quick hits, I'm just kind of learning, like, wow, I didn't even know that existed. I'm like, maybe I should plan a trip there. So I'm kind of just all over the place, and I'm just like, oh, this is cool and this is neat. So everything is just kind of very interesting to me. So I feel like I haven't yet, decided like what is my favorite, because I'm still kind of like in awe with everything.
Are you traveling?
Yes, I am. And it's really honestly insane, because like I said before, I really haven't traveled. I really wasn't traveling anywhere at all before. It's so interesting to meet new people, because I'm a very homebody type person, and I can be very quiet. So traveling really gets me out of my comfort zone, and meeting new people and seeing new places and hearing about the history and the culture of the places. And it's just so fun and such a unique thing to do. And I love it. I try to travel as much as I can just to really see the world, and meet new people. And I honestly love it. I'm always like, oh, I have to come back with family. Like I have to show them what I've seen, because it's such an amazing sight, and to hear the history. And I love hearing about the history and the culture of different hotels, different places, because it really builds up the location of where you are. And it really, for me at least, it makes me see that destination in a different light instead of what other people have told you.
Yeah, I love your story because most travel writers that I know or talk with always had that, wanderlust and wanted to travel the world and did travel the world even before they became a travel writer. So I love that you're opposite with that. What have been some of your favorite places?
I would say top two, Seattle and Chicago, because they both honestly were very just shocking. I guess I was expecting something else. And then when I got there, I was like, oh, places are way different. And it's way different from what you hear and what you see on TV, what you see on YouTube videos, or what you just see on social media. And being there to see those actual places, it's just like, wow, like I'm actually here. And Seattle was beautiful. And I know, like, I was expecting it to be all dreary and just rainy, and it was beautiful. I went in like September, and it was 72 degrees, and they were like, Jory, you brought the sun with you from Florida. And
That's
I was like,
nice.
I guess I did. But it was beautiful, because everybody was talking about how they're like, it's constantly raining here. We have never had sun like this. And it was just, the weather was great. And I was like, I guess I bring the sun everywhere.
Wonderful. Can you come visit in Indianapolis? Because we have gray winters.
Yeah, let me come and bring my magic touch. Like, I guess
Yes.
that's what I have. I bring the sun with me everywhere I go.
Yes. What have been some of your favorite stories you've written recently?
I really enjoyed writing when I went to Austin, Texas. I visited the Food and Wine Festival. I really enjoyed writing on that, as well as different food places, as well as in Scottsdale. It's just so, as far as food, I feel like it's so unique in a way of, especially when you grow up in one place and that's what you're used to as far as food. Because with working with Matador and traveling to these different places, I was very like, okay, well, I've never had this and I've never had that. I'm afraid to try this. And it was so unique to hear the experiences on the different chefs and how they got started and their different foods and what they like and what they experimented with. But the Austin, Texas piece was really one of my favorite pieces. And it was, I guess it was just to hear other people's story. And that's one thing that I really, really love is to hear other people's story, how they got started. And top that on with food, you can't
Right,
get
nothing
there.
better, right? We will link to that story in the show notes so anyone listening can read it as well. I feel like your perspective is so, I know I kind of said this a little bit, but it's so great where there are a lot of Americans that don't travel very far outside of their backyard, you know, or haven't been to just a few surrounding states. So I love that perspective that you bring, and in your writing when you go to these different places.
Yes, I try, and that's the one thing that I really, really try with my writing is I want to put that perspective out of those who haven't done it, and it's okay that you haven't done it because it was my first time with a lot of stuff, and
Yeah.
it's okay that it is your first time because I feel like nowadays when we hear like, oh, you've never done this, you've never done that, it makes you feel like a, I guess, a quote unquote loser, as people want to call it.
Sure, right.
But it's fine. It's totally fine. I was never ashamed that I haven't traveled outside, of the country or I
Yeah.
didn't have a passport. It was just something that I hadn't done at the time, and now I'm doing it. I'm traveling. I'm meeting new people. And
Yeah.
that's one thing that I love to advocate with any type of writing that I do, and especially with travel writing, because like I said, I haven't been anywhere and here I am traveling, and it's always it will happen. I always tell people it will happen. And it's okay to for it to be your first and for you to ask questions because that's what I did. I was like, well, how do I do this? And how do I do that? And what am I supposed to do? And there will be people out there who are going to shame you for it, but they don't matter. It's okay to have that perspective. It's fine
Yeah.
to be that have that first because I've had plenty of firsts with traveling. I don't regret anything. It's great. So I always let people know, like, it's okay. If I can be that person to try something out for the first time to help you feel comfortable, by
Yeah.
all means, I'll do it.
I love that. I love that. And I think, you know, all of us need adventure, whether it's going to the next town and checking out what's cool there that you've never been to, or if it's going to Thailand, you know,
Yes.
whatever it is that someone's comfortable with, you need adventure. And it may be, you know, not the same adventure as someone else next to you, but as long as you're feeling adventurous and like you're trying new things, meeting new people, you know, we all need that, I think.
Right, yes.
So what are your preferences when being hosted by a destination or a hotel or experience?
I'm really not picky, and I guess that's because this is all a learning experience for me,
Right.
all something that's very new for me, and also since I haven't experienced this before. So I'm not really picky. I know a lot of people that I come in contact really prefer, as far as like things that we do on trips and such to be very kind of like chill and, just laid back, and which that's fine. But sometimes I prefer to be just kind of on the go just because I want to see where I'm at. I want to see the destination. I want to see what the locals are like. I want to see and hear experiences from people who live there and who constantly visit there, or just I just want to see everything at that point,
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of just like a, I would say I'm just kind of a go with the flow, but I really do like to be like in the scene, to see everything.
Right. You want to soak up everything while you're there. It's a short time usually. So, yeah. So, how can PR professionals best get a story in front of you?
Honestly, for me, a simple email.
Okay.
That is it. 'Cause I'm constantly checking my emails, whether I'm on the clock and whether I'm off the clock, it doesn't matter.
Right.
As I want to make sure I'm getting back to everyone at a reasonable time and or if anything has come up. So a straight email to my whether to my work email or whether to my personal email would be the best way to get
Okay.
upset with me. Yes.
Great. And do you have any pet peeves when it comes to those of us in the PR profession?
No, not, I mean,
Not yet.
not yet. Like everybody who I've been in contact with have been great. Like
That's wonderful.
great and super great attitudes. Everyone's nice and sweet. You know, I haven't had anybody that has, you know, given me the cold shoulder or anything. Everyone has been great. So not yet, but I'm hoping there won't be any, but yeah, everyone's
We'll
been
keep our
great.
fingers crossed. What are your hopes for the future in your career? Do you want to stay in travel writing, or what are your big goals, I guess?
I really want to stay in travel writing. I really do enjoy it. It was one of those things, like I said before, I didn't think that I was, I guess, worthy of doing because I didn't travel a lot. But I really enjoy doing it. I've met so many people. I like to hear their story. I would love to be able to stay in travel writing and kind of just do more with that and see, kind of see where life takes me. I try not to put a lot on myself because I tend to already do so now. So I kind of just really tell myself, my motto is take it day by day. So whether that is with travel writing or it is with another branch of writing, I think whatever I happen to be in the future, I know that I'll enjoy it and put out as much content as I can. But definitely, I would love to continue to be in travel writing. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And you know, as a journalist, you don't as much have to know the topic, but you have to be able to learn and write well, you know, learn, research, and write well. So I would also love to know what you enjoy doing in your free time. I know you mentioned dancing. Is that still something you're doing?
Yes, I do and do love dancing in my free time, whether it's around in my apartment or on class, but mostly just because I really love doing like the going to do like the bar workouts. I love doing that. I love a nice, just since I'm in Orlando, sitting by the pool with a nice and a nice
Nice
weather.
weather.
Or if I can, I love, you know, taking a trip to Disney every now and then, you know, if I can squeeze in some time at the most happiest place on earth, then I will be there.
That's great. Well, how can our listeners connect with you online?
Well, they can DM me on Instagram. I'm very open to if anybody has questions. My Instagram is the_real_airs. If they have any questions or if anybody wants to reach out on, you know, how to start their journalism career, anything, I'm very open to that. They can hit me up on Instagram or they can email me at my personal email, which is joryairs2@gmail.com. So I'm very, very, very open to anything because, like I said, I love to be able to point somebody in the right direction. I know we all have different starts to our career and different possibilities and different things that we can do. And if I can be that person to guide you or to help you or give you some type of advice, I'm more than welcome on doing that. And also, any other journalists who would like to connect, I would love that. Anyone who would like to connect, I would love that. I'm just all up for meeting new people, having new opportunities, and just opening myself up to the world now. So,
We will include all of those links in our show notes, and I really appreciate it. It was wonderful talking with you.
thank you so much. I appreciate this so much. And thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed our talk, and I'm so glad that I got to do it.
That's all for this episode of Media in Minutes, a podcast by Communications Redefined. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to our show. We'd love to hear what you think. You can find more at communicationsredefined.com/podcast. I'm your host, Angela Toole. Talk to you next time.